Glory to Jesus Christ. I had to admit that I prepared something else for today. But yesterday evening, after liturgy, I found one article. And this article was actually a reflection of this author over a pastoral letter which was sent by a bishop to his priests and parishioners and members of the church of his eparchy in Russia. And this pastoral letter was written 150 years, maybe a little bit more, a few years ago. So it's not really like in the beginning of the world, recently, relatively. And I read that the reflection, because this author was taking pieces of his letter, which was very short, and he made like a reflection over almost each paragraph. And it was very interesting to read that, because he started his pastoral letter with words when he was saying about good things he sees in life of priests, in life of monks, in life of people of the eparchy. He says, this is wonderful. But when I read this, you know, what he praises, what he sees that it's alive in the church, what kind of practices he can see which are good spiritual practices, approach to life. When I read this, I said, oh, this is great. Because I think that I would be not too far from the truth that this level of spiritual life you cannot find even in monasteries in this time. It was really, really dedicated life, what he was praising, what he saw. And then second part was about what we are supposed to do more. He said, this is nothing. Still, there is signs that the world taken our souls. And he listed many things we should do, they should do, to make this relationship with God deeper. And I thought to myself, well, it was really something what hit me. Because in connection with this Sunday when we venerate the Holy Cross, and because of all week I was thinking about this message, you know, and what I prepared was nothing. It was like something, even I thought that it would be hard, but it was relatively pleasing. When I compared to these things he saw in the life of people, how they live their faith, priests, monastics, and people of his eparchy, he said, where are we? If this bishop would come among us, he would not see us as a Christians, as a pagans. And it was really something what caused that I tremble a little bit. I tremble because what I saw from that letter, from this explanation, was a bishop who believe in God, who reads the gospel, and he compares his life and the life of his priests and people according to these words of gospel. And he saw what is good, and he saw what is bad. And I think that we became a little bit immune to these words of gospel. You know, what we heard today, if we take it seriously, so it would be small revolution in this world. We would put this world upside down. We would put this world somewhere aside, because what we heard today is something but it's a life-changing thing. It's really a life-changing thing. It changes life totally. deny yourself and follow me. Don't observe me. Don't admit that I exist. Don't admit that, well, you are my savior. Live, follow me, be with me. Not only on Sunday, all time. All time. And we say, well, it is almost impossible. Well, it is impossible because we put this thought to our mind. It was not impossible for people like this 150 years ago to live that. And this bishop, in his letter, he admitted that you are going against the world. You are saying you are fighting with all those things, these distractions will come. You say no to many of those things. He was saying about balls and parties and theater and whatever, you know. That you say no, even it caused pain in your heart. And you say no, and he was praising people for that. It is not easy. This is why church gives us cross in front of us and reminds us. This is serious. You cannot take these words from the gospel and just to let them go. This is instruction from your Savior for the eternal life. This is instruction how to live if you want eternal life. He gives you this sign and you make a decision, you want this or don't want this. You cannot adjust gospel according to your needs and to expect that God will adjust to your way of life. No, it's us who should, and we are called to adjust to God's mind. And it makes perfectly sense. It is like is with marriage. You know, if you don't want to be all time with somebody, you never marry this person. You never marry. Even if you are together, it would be like hell if you don't like that, if you don't like presence, non-presence of the person in your life, if you don't want to sacrifice and to adjust to the person, it would be like hell for you to live whole life. Amen. You know, and God gives us, you know, this is my will, this is what I like, this is what pleases me. And we say, no, look, I have my way of life. It's nice, but I cannot do this. And then you go to heaven in front of God, what it will be changed? You still will not like what God thinks, how he thinks, what he expects. So to be with him will be not a pleasant thing, and this is the hell. Because we are not adjusted to his mind. This earthly life God gives us to make this journey to replace our carnal mind with his mind. To learn what pleases him and his will and to adjust to this. May we start to love what he loves. When we start to do what he wants us to do things which are pleasing to him, because when we change this, our mindset, we will replace with God's mindset and we find what we love in eternity. And this is heavenly life. This is what gives us this gift to partake on his glory, to be partakers of his glory. But yes, it means to crucify our will. It means to give up our way of thinking. And even we don't understand and it doesn't taste well for us, we acknowledge what God tells us and we follow this, even it is difficult for us. Well, and this cross in the middle reminds us, this is the way. if we don't go through this not easy, difficult process, when we deny our thoughts, our way of thinking, our opinions about world, about life, our desires, and we try to replace these things which please God, we are pleasing to God, yes, it's painful process, we will suffer, but this is the way of Christ. He himself gave us an example, and after his example we can see thousands and thousands of other examples around who understood that, and they decided to follow Christ, to be with him, because they wanted to be with him. Is it difficult? Yes. It is very difficult in this world. Yes, it is. But if we don't do this, we will be not light of this world. If we don't do this, we will be not salt of this world. If we don't do this, we will not bring hope and truth to those around us. And what is the most important, if we don't do this, we will not get what God prepared for us. So it is worthy to deny ourselves, it is worthy to take cross, it is worthy to really put our life upside down with intention to please God in everything. Amen.